Sunday, November 15th, 2020. Welcome. I invite you to open your Bible and read our scriptures this week, which we find in Numbers 14, 1 through 9, and Matthew 25, 14 through 13. So please follow along and read with me Joshua 1, 1 through 9. The Lord commands Joshua. Starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river to the Euphrates, and all the Hittite country to the great sea of the west, on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to your forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you will may be careful to do everything written in it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. This is the word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God. Our message this week I've titled, Look Forward with Hope. The saddest and least productive emotion is fear. You know, our nation, our world, yes, even our church is struggling with this. It is the least fruitful emotion. Because fear's only fruit is regret and lost opportunities and an increased focus on oneself and one's security. See, in the U.S. this past year, the coronavirus pandemic resulted in a new vocabulary. We created terms like social distancing and flatten the curve to describe the activities to protect us against the virus. And also, we have heard over and over again the terms make America great again and building back together during the presidential campaigns. But all of these terms have been drilled into our heads to help us to curb fear, to motivate us, and to look forward with hope. So what term or slogan should the church be repeating? Well, last week, and again this week, I thought we should read the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Because verses 24 and 25, they got stuck in my head and left me with nagging questions of what do I tell the church family as their pastor to encourage them to look forward with hope, to not bury their talents, to put aside fear, to take a risk and rely on God. Let me read them to you again, Matthew 25, verses 24 and 25. Then the man who received the one talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. So then in my studies in the scriptures, in prayer and meditation, the Spirit led me to Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9. Certain I would find the answer I was looking for, because Joshua led his people into the unknown, the promised land. And of course, this scripture left me just asking more questions, like, who recorded these events, and how did Joshua come to have such faith and trust in God? How did Joshua inspire the Israelites to look forward with hope? Well, to answer the first of these questions with a little research, I found that some scholars think that Samuel may have had a hand in shaping and compiling the materials of the book of Joshua. But in fact, we are unsure who the final author or editor was. But like many of you, I grew up learning the story of Joshua, you know, in the Battle of Jericho. Most of us know a portion of the story, or at least a portion of the song, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. But there is a whole lot more to Joshua than just the walls of Jericho. In the book of Exodus, we find out that Moses has chosen Joshua to be the second in command to Moses, the military leader of the just freed children of Israel. We also know that Joshua was one of the 12 spies representing the 12 tribes of Israel, who were sent into the promised land to scope it out and determine how best to take the land which God had promised to them. So when those spies return to Moses in Numbers 13 and 14, they tell us how 10 of the spies returned shaking in their boots. They reported giants so big that they felt like grasshoppers to them. And the majority report, it scared the people, and they began to grumble and shout. Fear was in pandemic proportions. Sound familiar? Well, from early on, we see the vision and the depth of the faith which Joshua had, because the minority report came from Joshua and Caleb, who basically said, do not be afraid. This land is an exceedingly good land. So in Numbers 14, verses 8 and 9, he says, if the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. Unfortunately, the people rejected the minority report and went with the majority report. And they were still stuck in Egypt, still stuck in fear. While it was true that they were not slaves any longer, and they didn't have to worry where their next meal was coming from, they missed the point of the minority report, didn't they? And unfortunately, for the children of Israel, when they accepted the majority report, it meant they would wander in the wilderness for another 40 years. Until no one from the original spy expedition except Joshua and Caleb would enter into the promised land. None of those who opposed the minority report and failed to have faith and trust God would enter. That was their punishment. They had forgotten what God had already done for them in freeing them from slavery in Egypt. They didn't have the faith enough to trust God to keep his promises. So that brings us to our place in today's scripture. Moses has died. Joshua has taken over as leader of the children of Israel. They stand on the brink of entering and claiming the promised land. Well, Joshua and the people of Israel are ready to cross the Jordan, and Joshua remembers God's promises and instructs them, encourages them to have faith and trust in God. And Joshua 1:1-9 ends in saying, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. How do you argue with words like that? Or in verse 5, no one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. For verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you shall put this people in possession of a land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Because of God's promises, Joshua reminds them and us today to always look forward with hope. Think of all the things in life we miss out on because we're afraid we don't trust God's goodness and God's promises. Think of all the opportunities we could harvest with our God-given talents and opportunities. If we were just bold enough to base our goals and priorities on God's promises instead of on our own security. See, the Christian life, it's not for sissies. It is for people willing to live with boldness, seeking to be where God wants them to be, and living as God wants them to live. Do you see yourself in that role? Why settle for less? We need to become Joshua people. Joshua people always look forward with hope. Joshua people always enable others to look forward with hope. So how do we do that today? Well, we do it through faith and trust in God through Christ. If we are like Joshua, we look at a situation in the world and say, if God is pleased with us, God will lead us. But as Christians, we often are not like Joshua. We are more like a Pastor Small's son who was told by his mother that he should wash his hands because they were germs living in all that dirt. Well, he refused and he complained, germs in Jesus. That's all I ever hear around this house. And I've never seen either one. You know, through our faith and trust in God, we can be strong and courageous. Because we know that God promised to be with us. And God promised not to leave us or forsake us. So we who have accepted Christ as our Savior are Joshua people. We've already made that trek. We believe we have faith. But do we have the trust in God and His Word? We've looked at the future. We see the hope, the message of Christ, and how it has for us and for the world. But do we trust it? Consider this. Since time began, women have never fully trusted men. Imagine one day Adam took a small walk in the Garden of Eden. He told Eve he would be back soon. But no, we all know that soon means different things to men and women. Well, that evening, Adam got back home, and Eve pounced on the situation. Where have you been all this time? Well, I'm walking, Adam replied. Where could I have been? How can you be jealous when we're the only people on earth? Well, Eve didn't argue anymore. But that night, while Adam was sleeping, she made sure to count his ribs. Well, we laugh at this story, but if we really think about it, isn't that how we feel about knowing God's truth? We know God tells the truth, but we also want confirmation of it. There's doubt, there's fear, the least fruitful emotion. Remember, fear's only fruit is regret and lost opportunity. And an increased focus on oneself and one's security. So how do we always look forward with hope? Well, first, we must have it by being strong and courageous. By being careful to avoid sin and meditate night and day on His Word so that we will prosper and be successful. And then enable others to look forward with hope. We must become like Joshua and overcome the emotion of fear. Not like the one talent man who buried his talents because of fear, but like the two and the five talent men who put it to work, who took a risk, who trusted their master and the confidence he put in them. Remember God's words to Joshua. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. and then you will be prosperous and successful. Remember the last words of Jesus to his disciples in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So how's your faith? How's your trust level? Are you one of the Joshua people who always look forward with hope, and who will always enable others to look forward with hope? I pray that you will become Joshua people. Be strong and very courageous, and look forward with hope. In his service, this has been Pastor Joe.